taking a page from Terry's book when he was governor and when he'd be governor next time. We're emerging from this pandemic. We want to expand pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, millions of pre-K students.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Thursday, Pain in the Morning. What's happening out there? And we got a big one planned for you today. Of course, we have another show coming tomorrow with Marie Albanese, and I got a message from her. Let's see what it says. Just right before I turn on the mics for the big Friday show. We're not even done the big Thursday show. Tomorrow will be jam-packed. Buckle up. So I guess that's passing that on to you. So buckle up, damn it. No notice I didn't say God damn it yet. This is a family show, for fuck's sake. I told you. There's little bastards listening. Anyway, right out of the gate, I guess. Look, we got a big show today for you. And it's just so many different things came flying in during the day. And I said, why don't we put it all together in our little garage band podcast, garage band, and playing in garage land, of course. We're back in the garage with our bullshit detector. Of course, it's also coming out to you live, 250 million watts on pirate satellite, Wolfman Jack style. And we got to do that. We started Pain.tv, and we have Hotwire. We have to go underground. We can't be chained by the FCC and these tyrants and these overlords. We're on pirate satellite. If folks want to listen, they want to get some good stuff, they got to subscribe. It's the way it is. That's the way of the future too, by the way, but that's okay. We're used to being way in front of the crowd, and we appreciate the folks on pain.tv. Some of this intel today has come straight from that incredible community, and we offer you the same opportunity to come and learn and teach. You don't even have to leave your living room or your little setup, wherever you have going there. Do so from the comfort of your own creature comforts. And the Pain.tv app will be out soon. And get in the know, man. We're offering folks opportunity to come over. I don't know. Young Buck said we might have to close it off soon. Unless we... I guess we also have to look at getting new bandwidth, etc. There's a lot of people there now. We didn't really anticipate that many people. We'll figure it out. The app's coming. That's going to further stress things. But we'll figure it out. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not too worried about it, George. You can't be. There's so many other things to worry about. So there's a lot of crazy things that are happening in the news this week. I said it would be kind of wild, and it has been. And today is no exception. So we have a lot of different things happening, and we're just going to throw them all together in this thing. And I don't know how long we're going to go. And that's the beauty of it. We never know how long we're going to go. But I'm trying to figure out where we should kick off. Let's kick off with... we'll kick off with a interview with a nurse. She'll tell you what it's really like. It's a little bit different from what you're used to hearing from these fucking liars.
What are you seeing for vaccine injuries?
33. Just this past week, how about this? Three fully vaccinated individuals deceased in clots left and right, DVTs, pulmonary emboli. On blood thinners, and this was ever since they got vaccinated. I had a 30-year-old woman who started bleeding, basically hemorrhaging, ever since she got injected, literally within the 48 hours. And she was...
Wow.
This poor woman is a mother of two. Like I said, 30 years old, and she was fully vaccinated and regrets it deeply. This was a month ago, and she is now intubated in critical condition, fighting for her life, potentially about to leave her children motherless. And of course, she regrets 1,000% being injected, and she acknowledges it. So did her physician. So I don't know why the lies continue. I see it every single day. This whole story about 90% unvaccinated cases. No, I can tell you, I've been in the front of the line for the last year and 8 months, or however long it's been, too long. And that is a complete lie. I have seen nothing but vaccinated individuals, unvaccinated as well. But don't believe the lies. Don't believe the media. It's all bull.
And you work in the ICU, right?
I have worked ICU. I am on a unit that is strictly COVID patients at this point.
So the news media is lying. How about that?
The whole time. The entire time.
Well, she says a lot there, and it's counter to what you hear in the regular media. Of course, they cover these things up, and it's not uncommon with what we hear on a daily basis from the nurses all over the place, and we report that to you, and it's nice to see that that is being reflected now in the mainstream, so to speak. We have another interview with a nurse who's on the radio today in Maine. We'll play that at the end of the show. You don't want to miss that. We're going to do a little bit of a bookend thing at the end of the show. We'll play the main nurse, and she's just dropping bombs left and right. Then we'll do a song to take you out, and then we'll play an excerpt from today's Capitol Hill proceedings. The dopey joke disgrace of an attorney general was on the Hill today in front of the Senate, and, he got... rightfully so, lit up. I think we have a shorter clip before that, but we'll play another longer clip at the end of the show. And so we have a little bookend there. Nurse Intel. Closing song on a Thursday on Pirate Satellite, Pirate Radio Show. And then, boom, a longer clip. And, I said for a long time, and the folks who come on this show and the folks who call into this show, etc., these people you see on TV and you read about in the newspaper, etc., they're not really running the country. People in the White House, they're not running anything. They're being run. They're puppets. That's all they are. People think the president's the most powerful person in the world. Survey says, wrong. We've seen that. And the attorney general is no different. They're puppets. And who runs them? Well, we've talked about it. The corporations run these people. Rich people. This is no longer a country for everyone. There are two sets of laws. It's clearly a feudal system that's been set up to come after the serfs, to tax them and steal from them and rob them whenever the elites and the lords need money, etc. Yeah, one of the themes I think you're going to understand, we talked about this a long time ago on here on the Thomas Paine podcast, but one of the themes I think you will see emerge in different media outlets is, again, one that we planted a long time ago on here. Understanding follow the money is one of the tenets of the show. And understanding that you're in the midst of a scheme. And one of the reasons this scheme has been planned and cut loose on you is because of money. And we haven't tackled this because we dropped this a while ago and people seem to get very fucking nervous about it. So a lot of things we do, we back off and we say, well, maybe people are ready now. Maybe people are ready. We can start black-pilling them, so to speak, and dropping these things and talking a little bit more in-depth about them. We couldn't do it before because you're too close to situations. But understand this. When you investigate fraud and fraudsters and schemesters and crooks, etc., and some of them are really affable folks. I mean... no one roots for the bad guy like I do. I love the bad guy. The bad guys and bad women are always much more interesting than the straight-laced people, who are really, many cases, bad people anyhow. They just hide it better. I like criminals who embrace the fact that they're a criminal, and they revel in it, they celebrate it, and they don't mind talking about it. They don't mind talking about their tradecraft and how they fooled the man for a certain amount of time and how they kept the man off their trail. But it's become it's not even an obsession of mine. It's obviously something I was born to have a talent for, to pick these folks out. And I could very easily be a master criminal. I mean, easily. You understand it. I see all the angles, and they're just something that makes you decide that you're going to stay legit, etc. But I mean, my God, when you study these folks and you've interviewed them and spoken to them and helped put a number of them away, you have a pretty good idea of all the angles and things like that, advantages, loopholes in the system that you can exploit. And of course, I saw a lot of these things when I was a kid. It's just something. I said this before. Some people can throw a football. Some people can hit a golf ball. Some people can swim fast, like Olympic swimmers. Some folks are born with certain athletic gifts and other things. My ability to understand schemes and uncover them, no matter how complicated, I think is a gift. Sometimes I say, again, it's more of a curse than anything else, because you become very, through life, very suspicious of just about everybody. Well, that turns out it's been serving me very well lately. Maybe everything's been a lead up to this. Understand that this is a scheme, and the players like Fauci, they're just players. They're just reading from a script. They understand they're 20 steps ahead of us. Now, I say we need to be 4 or 5 steps ahead, right? How can you be 4 or 5 steps ahead of? Well, I'm saying you have to be 4 or 5 steps ahead of the pack, not these guys. They have the script. It's completely unfair. However, understand that this country, Social Security, is going to be busted in about 6 years. Six and a half years. Won't be any money left. I'm 54. Right on time. For when I'm going to say, hey, can I have a Social Security check? No. Sorry, we're out of money. You could look at the Government Accounting Office, OMB. They're saying 2028. They'll lose it'll be busted bankrupt, right? Of course, never believe what they say. So I'm shaving a year and a half off, a year off, whatever. And I'm going to say 2026, 2027. Now, we've talked about it on this show before. In Europe and in the UK, they're already busted. They don't have any money to pay anybody. Of course, these folks have fleeced any money that they would have had in reserve or surplus, gone, because they're crooks. They always find a way, either for themselves or their private interests or their offshore banks or their friends and their offshore banks, etc., to steal the money. There's no such thing as a surplus anymore, besides the surplus amount of bullshit we have to deal with out here as the have-nots. And what better way to not have to worry about a lot of your financial responsibilities if you wipe out the older population that you have to pay? And eventually, especially in the UK and other places, they don't have the money now. Now in the US, you just print money. They still don't have it, but they do a good job, a good charade. But eventually, like anything else, if you're an adult, you understand. At some point, everyone's going to have to have a come to Jesus moment about Social Security. The own bean counters, our own bee counters in the SSA, Social Security Administration, says, hey, we're going to be broke in by about 2028. And I said again, if you're lucky, You don't have to worry about paying guys like me or grandma or grandpa down the road. If grandma and grandpa have been wiped out. Now, a year ago, that might have seemed like a very wild notion, a very wild concept. Does it now? Does it now? Not so much. Not so much. So as we move forward, keep that in mind. These governments, and I only use two as an example, there are hundreds, are broke. They're fucking broke. And they don't want to pay anybody. You know that about the government, right? And something else I wanted to throw at you too. Just a hunch from speaking to people in the government, outside the government, investigators, myself, that I've worked with and who've worked independently for the government contractors. We find it somewhat interesting that these child tax credits are flying around now. I know people who think that they're they really have an extra $1,200 a month the government is sending them. For each child they have, they get a certain stipend every month. And this just started recently. Okay. And the cynic and folks who have been around like myself, we sat around and we brainstormed like we always do. We said, do you think the government will continue the payments? And some of these parents are like, hey, this is great. I got an extra 12. I know a couple parents. They're not using it for the fucking kids. I'll tell you that. Well, right. All the money goes to the kids, except they're out traveling. They went on trips. They're living it up. An extra $1,500 a month to go fuck around with. Fuck you money. Right? They're not saving it. That's not in the cards. Of course they're going out and they're blowing it. The mistake when you get something from the government is to think that it will last. Not even forever. It'll just last even for the short term. But the cynic out here, the guys who have been around, the guys who understand the game, raise the notion, as do I, in private conversations. Will those payments dry up if you can't prove that your kids got the jabs? Do you understand how the game works? When you deal with a cartel, like the federal government, a crime syndicate, and you think you're getting a free lunch, you're not getting a fucking free lunch. It doesn't happen that way. Everything they do is for a specific purpose. And none of them, none, N-O-N-E, and not N-U-N, if you went to Catholic school like me. Sometimes there's no difference between none of them are for your own good long term. So keep these things in mind. One, there's a massive scheme afoot for many different reasons. There's control. There's redistribution of wealth. There's to crash and break many different things. And the Great Reset. And when you listen to the nurse at the end of the show, I implore you to listen to that call very carefully. You understand what we said on here as well. That they're going to crash the medical system. They're in the process of doing it. That there's a larger thing at play. It's about money. It's about these folks making money for their partners, the pharmaceutical companies, but also not having to pay their obligations. The government loves that when they take money. Imagine that. They take money from you for your entire life, and then they say, fuck you. I don't have to pay you. We'll just make sure that we can crash a medical system and we can unleash some bullshit on you. We've examined it on here. What Fauci did in Wuhan with Peter Daszak, and the government has sat around and they've made some noise about it. They haven't done anything about it. These guys should be locked up. They were experimenting and building weapons. Bioweapons. I think all this stuff fits together very nicely. The same exact time. To wipe out people and to fucking pay them their obligations. And they put Madoff in jail for a pyramid scheme? Madoff, when he went to federal prison and he was bored, so he decided to corner the, this is true. In prison, he would corner the hot chocolate market and deal. He had a lot of prisoners doing him a lot of favors so they could score Swiss Miss hot chocolate packets. He cornered the fucking market. You can't keep a good man down. Meanwhile, the biggest Ponzi scheme, the biggest pyramid scheme, is set to run out of money just about the time when I'm going to need it. And folks my age are going to need it. And then folks who have already been on it are going to need it. Where's the money going to come from? Well, if they can wipe a lot of folks out, that alleviates their financial burden. And again, this is global. This is just this is not here. This is Australia. It's Germany. It's Italy. You name a country. They're all fucking broke. These politicians in every damn country steal and rob and commit fraud and theft. Licensed, however, to do so. So keep these things in mind and you'll understand the overall scope. That's a broad sword. And then we draw down and we focus on the finer issues on a regular basis. On different tenets of the scheme. It's very complex and they put a lot of time into putting this together. If you don't understand that this is a scheme, this is the right place for you to learn. And the folks on Pain.tv, they're learning and they're teaching. I learn things on there every day. And you should take advantage of the truth tellers while you have access to them because you never know. Myself included. You never know when they will be silenced. When somebody will get to the point where they say, that guy's getting too big. That gal's getting too big. We need to do something about it. I saw it happen before. The true pundit. Take advantage of the truth tellers. Because likewise, we have our own challenges out here. To try to keep bringing the heat every day. It's not as easy as it seems. And we'll just leave it at that. A topic for another day. Let's pepper back in one of the main themes of the show to this, and then we'll get rolling. They're all in on this together. So even when you see things on the Hill today, understand that that's partially a show for you. Partially a show. It's the Attorney General's job to sit there and take some blows so that the folks on the right can offer some red meat to their constituents. And it's part and parcel of a play. It's not real in many instances. However, some of the points are real and some of the points echo how we feel out here. But you should listen to these things and watch these things using the prism or the kaleidoscope that these people on both sides are playing you for a fool. And you should come away with the overall feeling or urge or surge to understand that if you listen to these people on a regular basis and you follow what they say, what they tell you to do, what direction they point you in, that you will fail on a continual basis, just as you have failed and I have failed. Many of us have failed for decades, believing that the folks in the media tell us the truth, etc. The elected officials really care about us. Judges out there are doing the right thing for the right reasons. They're not. It's them against you. The haves versus the have-nots. To me, it's never been more clear. It's not even an issue how clear it is. It's clear as day. And you, when you watch these things and listen to these things, I'm going to play one for you in a minute. step away and take an overall look at it and say, huh, that's weird. What's going to come of this? What's going to happen? Because we already know that these people are full of shit and they're liars. And they're morally bankrupt and they're not good people. So what is going to happen from all this? You know, in D.C., they'll tell you, you spend enough time in D.C. and you hang out with, I'm talking like players, man. Old school guys like Orrin Hatch and Sam Nunn and, I mean, fucking serious players who've been around for a long time. They understood the game. They understood the theater. We don't have to do anything. We just have to create a perception that we're doing something and that we care. The Grassleys of the world, he's a professional at it. They don't actually do anything. They just make you think that they are. And the band plays on.